This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
You're damn right. Let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root. It is war out there, folks. Don't kid yourself. If you weren't with us for the first hour, Trump did it again. He terminated NAFTA, and he got an agreement with Mexico. And I'm telling you, he didn't say this because, of course, he doesn't want to embarrass Mexico. If you got Mexico to pay for the wall, the last thing you want to do is scream out, I got Mexico to pay for the wall, make them look like idiots and renege on the deal. So he's not saying it, but he got Mexico to pay for the wall. I guarantee you that over the next 10 years, this is going to save the United States of America $50 or $100 million, and the wall only costs $20 or $25 billion, and so this paid for the wall. Trump just probably won the American taxpayers $50 to $100 billion, and I may be lowballing it. Trump just got Mexico to pay for the wall. Trump just won. Another big victory, GDP, before the announcement at 4.6% in the third quarter is what the Fed is now predicting. And his approval rating, 90% among Republicans after one of the worst weeks in the history of the world. And we are just in a war because they're looking to frame him. They're looking to destroy him because he's winning the trade deal. But other people are getting hurt when he wins the trade deal because they make money off ripping off the American taxpayer. Another example of how we are all getting ripped off. We're in a war. We're all getting attacked. We're all being deceived. Maybe some of us are being hurt. I don't know. But I have a note here, and I just thought it was significant enough to read that note, so I'm going to read it from the Baltimore Post-Examiner about Doug Papa. Doug Papa is the investigative reporter, ex-cop, who's been on top of the Vegas shooting story, the October 1st Vegas massacre, like nobody else in the United States of America. When I tell you like nobody else, I mean like nobody else. There's never been anyone who's been on top of the story like Doug Papa. And everything I've done, because I've been on top of it, but everything that I've done has really come from Doug Papa. And so I give him huge credit. And it just seems odd that suddenly Doug Papa is missing. So this letter is from his publisher, Tim Mayer. Dear Mr. Wayne Root, we're reaching out to you out of concern for our investigative reporter, Doug Papa, who's been on your show a few times. Doug has gone missing since his last story on the Las Vegas cover-up. The last thing he told us is he was working on a big story and was in the process of getting a final report on the shooting, meaning the Vegas massacre. He also said he was not feeling well. He then disappeared. Since he started reporting on the Las Vegas shooting, he's had numerous death threats. We don't know if the threats were related to the mass shooting story or other stories he wrote. As of today, we're unsure of his whereabouts. We're extremely concerned. He has deleted his Twitter and social media accounts. This is not like Doug. If he reaches out to you, please tell him to contact us immediately. His readers are very concerned as well. Tim Mayer, publisher, Baltimore Post-Examiner. Folks, this doesn't surprise me at all. There's something wrong with the Vegas massacre story. There's something so very, very, very wrong with that story. And Doug Papa was a pit bull, a relentless pit bull, who was on top of that story like nobody else. And I'm telling you, he uncovered things that make the people in power and the FBI and the police nervous. Another site like Doug's is DC Clothesline. The subtitle is Airing Out America's Dirty Laundry. And an article up there today says the feds scramble as Vegas shooter's girlfriend listed FBI as her place of employment. A bombshell revelation in regard to the massacre that took place last October has surfaced this week, suggesting, again, I haven't said she works for the FBI, I said suggesting that Stephen Paddock's girlfriend, Mary Lou Danley, could have been an FBI asset. According to a credit application, as reported by True Pundit, Danley listed the FBI as an employer. This is the same Danley whose fingerprints were found on the ammunition used to murder 58 people on October 1st. And don't forget, they don't mention over 500 shot and wounded. The same the worst mass shooting in the history of America. The same Danley who admitted to law enforcement she helped Paddock load the magazines that Paddock would use that fateful night. The same Danley who was reportedly visiting family in the Philippines at the time of his shooting and set her Facebook account to private at 12:38 a.m., then deleted it entirely at 2:48 a.m., nearly 1 hour before Paddock's name was publicly released as the suspect in the shooting. The same Danley whose player's card Paddock was using the night that he murdered those people. According to publicly available intelligence obtained from a Consumer Credit Reporting Bureau, Danley claimed she previously worked at the FBI. Well, anyone could certainly claim anyone else as an employer. According to True Pundit, they contacted the FBI, who said their bosses are concerned over this revelation. When contacted Friday, one FBI source said the Bureau might have made payments to Danley, but it's above my level, the source said, referring to access to the FBI's confidential informant, participant, and payment records. The source said bosses are concerned with the new revelations about Danley's financial relationship with the FBI. In FBI speak, Danley could have been a paid asset. And concerned means folks are getting ready to cover their own butts if payments were made to Danley before or after the massacre. Perhaps FBI Director Christopher Wray can shed light on the matter. Or Danley. If you can find her, it took the FBI days to locate her and interview her after the Mandalay Bay massacre. Danley is an Australian national. She is not a U.S. citizen. Of course, this bombshell intel is coming from FBI sources in the Beltway, and this is what this article claims from True Pundit, not the corrupt Las Vegas FBI field office headed by Aaron Roos, the same FBI field office that has not been able to pinpoint a motive for the October 1st, 2017 massacre that killed 57 people. Little wonder why the narrative doesn't fit the crime if the person whose fingerprints are on the ammunition also happens to be on your FBI payroll. If this new revelation is true, and I'm very careful to say, allegedly, if, maybe, it could be true or not, on a credit application, she listed FBI as her employer. If this new revelation is true and Danley did in fact work for the FBI, it raises far more questions than answers. In a case that's been shrouded in mystery and narrative changes, the idea that the person closest to the suspect in the deadliest mass shooting in modern history could possibly have been an asset to the FBI is chilling. Chilling. Maybe this has to do with why Doug Papa has disappeared off the face of the earth. Maybe that was the big story he was tracking down. I don't know. I know that I went to a hockey game for the Las Vegas Knights. Not right after the shooting, but several months after the shooting. I think it was several months. It must have been like 2 months, 3 months after the shooting. And I know that I got a text, and the text was from a Uber driver. The Uber driver said, "Wayne Root, I listen to your show every day, and I'm sick to my stomach because I think I drove the killers to the Las Vegas massacre. I don't think it was Paddock. Or if it was Paddock, he had friends. Because I'm telling you, I had the killers in my car. They were Muslim. They were dark-skinned. They were speaking Arabic. They were picked up at the Wynn, and I drove them to a crappy little low-rent motel right behind Hooters that faces Mandalay Bay and the killing field. And the minute I picked them up, I got chills up my spine. I got sick to my stomach. Something's wrong." And they had a bag, and the bag looked like it had either guns or baseball bats inside. And when I went to grab the bag, they pulled it away from me, and they wouldn't let me touch it. They put it in the trunk. And something didn't feel right or smell right. First of all, nobody leaves the Wynn and goes to a small, dumpy motel. Why would you do that? That happens to be behind Hooters and facing the killing field of the Vegas massacre. And so he sent me, I mean, this was so chilling and true, he sent me photo after photo via text of where he picked the people up, where he dropped the people off, and how close it was to the killing field in Mandalay Bay. He showed me with a map via the helicopter photos everything that he had done. And I said, "Wow, is this guy meticulous, this Uber driver?" So I call him. He gives me his phone number and says, "You know, I don't want to put my name on the air, but I want you to tell people that this happened. And I'm telling you, I don't think it was just Paddock, because these were Muslims, dark-skinned, Arabic-speaking, and they had something that looked like a bag with guns, and suddenly they're right by the Mandalay Bay, and I dropped them off the night before the terror attack, the massacre. Something's wrong." She says, "I want you to get a message to the FBI. I need to tell them about this." And so I called one of my best friends in the world, who's a honored, decorated Las Vegas cop, and I said, do you know the people in the Vegas FBI office? Yes, I do, he said. I said, can you get them this guy's name and number? He's an Uber driver, and he thinks he picked up someone that had something to do with the killing at the Vegas massacre. He's sure of it. And he said, I will. And he called the FBI office and gave them his number and name. And that was it. I dropped the whole story. 2 months later, the guy called me and said, nobody's ever called me from the FBI office. I said, how could that be possible? I called my buddy. I said, did you call the FBI office? You're a hero decorated cop. You called the FBI. You said this guy may have information about the Vegas killing. And you told them to call him. Is that right? He said, yes. And they never called. He said, oh, my God, they never called? I'll call them again and tell them again. He called them again and told them again. I didn't bother with it. 2 months later, the Uber driver, he popped in my mind. I started thinking about him. So I called him. And he called me back an hour later. This was like 2 months ago. And he said they never called. Nobody from the FBI has ever contacted him. Do you hear this story and wonder whether our entire government is filled with either incompetent Keystone cops who don't know anything? They couldn't find their own butt if they were sitting on a toilet bowl. How about that one? Is that how dumb the FBI is? Or is it possible that they don't want to find the truth? That somebody doesn't want you to know that it was more than just Paddock involved in the killing. And maybe it involved Mary Lou Danley, and she was involved with the FBI, by the way. So all of this, to me, ties together. There's something so wrong in the story we've been told that it's hilarious. Either the FBI, hilarious and tragic, either the FBI is the most incompetent Keystone cops that ever lived, or they don't give a damn about the entire Vegas massacre, or they are involved in some sort of cover-up of the Vegas massacre. But all I could tell you is this guy feels he drove the killers to the site, and the FBI does not want to call him back. They don't want to know. And then Mary Lou Danley, did she work for the FBI? Her fingerprints were on the bullets. War now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Suzanne Kantra, editor and founder of Techlicious, with all the must-know about this year's must-have school tools, and that is laptops. Where do we begin in keeping these kids safe as they wander around out there on the Internet?
Kids who are going to high school or college are looking for a laptop that's going to give them always-on connectivity and great battery life. So the Lenovo Mix 630 is a thin and light fanless design powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor. What this means is that you are going to get that always-on connectivity. You were also mentioning safety. You know, one of the things that we talk about in terms of safety is making sure that our kids aren't exposed to content that's not appropriate for their age. There's a product called circle home, you attach it to your router, and you can set content ratings for all the devices in your house. So if you have even, you know, a younger child, you can set it for that elementary school level.
Where can we go for more information?
You can go to techlicious.com.
War now!
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty Health Share is a Christian health sharing organization. They are not health insurance. They're different than health insurance, but they're an alternative to health insurance. And I know, because I, Wayne Allen Root, your host, I'm a member of Liberty Health Share. I got rid of that in a health insurance company, and I went to Liberty Health Share. Does that tell you anything about Liberty Health Share? They're fantastic. And so I saved $18,000 last year, and I will save $18,000 this year. That's a total of $36,000 if you are public school inclined and can't do math. $36,000 I've saved in the last 2 years. Can anybody not use an extra $36,000? Anybody out there not want an extra $36,000? Liberty Health Share is a godsend. And by the way, there's an exclusion in Obamacare that says you can join a Christian health sharing organization and you don't have any windows, you don't have any enrollment, limited enrollment period, you don't have any penalties. You could join anytime, 365 days a year, Liberty Health Share. Join them. I did. I put my kids' health care in their hand, my health care in their hand. Call Liberty at 855-58-Liberty, 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 toll free anywhere in the United States or online at libertyhealthshare.org. You get the highest five-star recommendation from Wayne Allen Root, the host of the show. They are the greatest, Liberty Health Share. All right, let's talk about some hot topics in the news. Before we get to our guest in the next segment, let's see, who we got coming up in the next segment? We've got Joel Pollack, senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News, and his topics are about John McCain and Nancy Pelosi and NAFTA. So we'll get into some great stuff with him. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, West Coast time, 8 o'clock East, the third hour of this show, we've got Bill O'Reilly coming up with his interesting take on all the big news of the day. It was me and Bill going at it one-on-one earlier today, and we'll have that in the 8 o'clock East, 5 o'clock West Coast time slot. All right, some other news. First of all, I think the most fascinating news of the weekend was that the FBI only read 3,000 out of 700,000 emails found on the Wiener laptop. So there were 700,000 emails on the Wiener laptop, Anthony Wiener, Huma Abedin's husband, who's a pervert, had emails, classified emails of the United States government, probably looking to blackmail the United States. And they found 700,000 emails on his laptop, and the FBI came out and cleared Hillary and said, no big deal, we read him, there's nothing wrong. That was Comey's sworn testimony, that they'd read them, but they hadn't read them. They read only 3,000 out of 700,000. That means they never looked at 697,000 of them. Investigative reporter Paul Sperry dropped this bombshell. James Comey sent a letter to the House Oversight Committee on October 28, 2016, stating the FBI reopened the Hillary email investigation after they found Clinton State Department emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. Hundreds of thousands of emails were found on the laptop, yet the FBI closed the investigation in just a few days, claiming they magically read through them all. Former FBI Director James Comey previously told Congress the FBI examined all 700,000 emails, and it turns out the FBI only examined 3,000 out of 700,000. Just how did the FBI magically read 700,000 emails in a matter of days? Comey told Congress, thanks to the wizardry of our technology, that was his quote, the wizardry of our technology, the FBI was able to delete the majority of the messages as duplicates of emails they'd already examined. FBI agents then toiled night after night after night, this is his words, to examine the remaining emails. Liar, liar, liar. In fact, a technical glitch prevented FBI technicians from accurately comparing the new emails with the old emails. Only 3,000 of the 694,000 emails were directly reviewed for classification or incriminating information. Three FBI officials completed that work in a single 12-hour spurt the day before Comey again cleared Clinton of criminal charges. Most of the emails were never examined, even though they made up potentially 10 times the evidence of what was reviewed in the original year-long case that Comey closed in July of 2016. Folks, if this isn't proof how dirty the FBI is, I don't know what else could be the proof, right? It's absolutely disgusting. Comey's a liar. Put him in prison. And another lie. Michael Cohen's attorney, Lanny Davis, who's crooked as could be because he's so tied in with the Clintons. How could you allow someone tied in with the Clintons to be the lawyer for Michael Cohen? To go against the President of the United States who beat Hillary Clinton. What a horrible conflict of interest. The Clintons obviously planted Lanny Davis in there to be Michael Cohen's lawyer. And he went out and he screamed to the world that Cohen had info on Trump's knowledge on the Russian efforts, that Trump was in on all the Russian collusion. And now Lanny Davis backtracks and says he doesn't have that information. He walked back his claims that he has information on Trump's knowledge on Russian efforts to disrupt the U.S. election. It was totally made up, and the liberal media ran with it. Wow. It's just all fake news. Everything coming from CNN and the liberal media is fake news, lies, and fraud.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell paid tribute to John McCain on the Senate floor. McConnell spoke near Senator McCain's desk in the Senate.
It is our honor as Americans to say of the late, great John Sidney McCain III what we pray he has already heard from his Creator. Well done, good and faithful servant. Well done. You fought the good fight, you finished the race, you kept the faith, and you never gave up the ship.
Police in Jacksonville, Florida are still trying to seek a motive in a Jacksonville video game tournament shooting. Mike Williams is with the Jacksonville County Sheriff's Office.
Other gamers were in a back room of a Chicago Pizza participating in this game tournament. The suspect walked past patrons who were in other parts of the business and focused his attention on the gamers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier.
And what we really need is better quality sleep.
The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
That's so funny. My board op, Chris, and I were trading pictures of our dogs. I sent him a picture of Pacino, and he sent me one of his dog, Max. Max looks like Pacino. They look very similar. Chris, am I wrong? They look very similar to each other. Cute dogs. Cute dogs. Cute dogs. You know what liberals are saying? We both have white dogs. We're racist. You must be a racist, Wayne Root. Your dog is white. Liberals are so crazy. They've got such derangement syndrome. Not just Trump derangement syndrome. Race derangement syndrome. All my cars my whole life have been black. So am I anti-white? I don't know. It's very strange. I don't look at the color of something. I look at whether I like it or not. I like my dog. He happens to be white-haired. If he was black, I'd love him. What a crazy world we live in. My guest is here. His name is Joel Pollack. He's senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. The website, of course, is Breitbart.com. Who doesn't know Breitbart.com? They are just wonderful. I make them one of my top stops every single morning to find out what's going on in the world. Usually Fox News, Drudge, Breitbart, Gateway Pundit, and Zero Hedge. Those are my choices, and then I throw in my own site, RootForAmerica.com, which is not a news site. It's an opinion site, but you get some great opinions there. But those are my go-to sites every single morning. And I don't know what I would do without Breitbart. I don't think that Trump could have won the election without Wayne Root, rooting him in and championing him every day. I don't think Trump would have won the election without Breitbart every single day. I don't think Trump could have won the election without, great people like you listening right now, fighting for him every day. It takes a village. Hillary was right. And the village was Breitbart and Wayne Root and a lot of people, 63 million voters, who never gave up on Donald Trump, even after the locker room video. Thank you, Joel Pollack and Breitbart, for being a wonderful, wonderful defender of America and capitalism and conservatism and Donald Trump.
Well, thank you. And you had skin in the game. I remember you put a substantial bet on the outcome of the election somehow.
Well, I bet my whole life on it. Let me tell you something. If I had been wrong when I told everybody again and again in every interview on Fox News and every interview on talk radio, I told everyone that all the polls were wrong and they were just like Brexit. They were completely wrong and that Trump would win the election outright. And if I had been wrong, I think I would have ruined my career. So it was a lot more than just the bet. It was a bet on my entire career, let me tell you. But in any case, so Joel, great news today, I think. NAFTA, I think Trump didn't say this because it would have embarrassed Mexico. You can't cut a deal with someone and then immediately brag, guess what, I got them to pay for the wall. But my guess is when you add up the savings over the next 10 years, he probably got them to pay for the wall, don't you think?
Well, we'll see. But
we'll see.
It's definitely astonishing that he has effectively replaced NAFTA, even though I don't think we've formally withdrawn. We're going to rename the treaty and we're going to renegotiate it. But when he said he was going to get rid of NAFTA, everybody kind of nodded their head and rolled their eyes. People had heard this before, especially from the left. But here he was impossibly saying that he was going to tear up this treaty, which had been the cornerstone of American trade policy for almost three decades. And everybody said he was not going to do it, just like they said he wasn't going to win. And not only did he take a major step toward doing it today, but he did it in a way that preserves a kind of stability and actually improves the terms of trade for the United States. Plus, he now goes into a negotiation with Canada, having got an agreement with Mexico in his back pocket. That puts the pressure on Justin Trudeau in Canada. I don't think Justin Trudeau's that great under pressure, so I think he's in a very strong position, and it's really quite remarkable. Everything people say that he can't do and would be impossible to do, he seems to find a way to accomplish.
And listen, I'm his biggest fan, and I back him, 99.9% of the time. But once in a while, I take issue with him. And I remember the one big time I ever took issue with him was I thought he should never have signed that omnibus spending bill. I'm sure you guys at Breitbart agreed with me on that one, right?
Well, I think the real battle's coming up, isn't it, with the spending bill?
Yes.
In just a few weeks.
Correct.
He has said he would shut down the government if he doesn't get funding for the wall. And at this stage, I'd believe him. Plus, Republicans have nothing to lose. I mean, the media keep telling him they're going to lose the midterm elections and Democrats are going to impeach the president. So what's he got to lose? He can either wait and see what happens in November and not get a wall, because if Republicans win without the wall, then they'll think they don't need one. Or Democrats will win and then they'll never fund one. So he's got nothing to lose. Might as well go for it. He said he thinks the country needs a good shutdown. And I think that Congress is going to blink. I think that he's going to get his funding, because why not? He seems to have brought a whole new set of skills to bear on the process of governing, on the process of negotiating. And it's just not something Washington's used to, and they still keep underestimating him. So I think you've got to take the bet that he's going to get what he wants, but we'll see. I think this is the real spending showdown. The other ones were kind of a prelude, so I don't know if they really matter that much anymore.
Yeah, no, it was just a large spending bill, and I just thought, you know, some have seen spending, and he gave a lot of things to Democrats that they had no right to get, and he got nothing out of it. But in his mind, he got massive increases in military spending, which made us the strongest military in the world. And in his brilliant foresight, he thought that was more important than anything else, and the big one would come up, you know, right about now this fall anyway. So I guess you're right. So, I mean, that was the one time I disagreed with him, and I would say today I have a little disagreement with him. I just wanted to get your take on it. Just look, when he comes through with these Mexico trade deals, and a month ago was the EU trade deal, and 2 months ago was the North Korean summit, you know, he does amazing things, but he's always playing from behind because first he tweets something out that gets him in trouble. And I just think he did fantastic today, and he won again with this Mexico deal. It made everybody forget that he was terrible to John McCain, and he basically tweeted out something that really was very mediocre about McCain's death, and that he didn't want the flags at half-mast more than half a day. I just think, why do things like that? It's just you're hurting yourself, and then you come back and win, but why even worry about hurting yourself? Stop tweeting, and when a guy dies you don't like, just only say nice things about him when he dies. You don't have to say anything bad again, because he's dead. He doesn't matter anymore, John McCain. Just say he's a hero, he's a patriot, and we all respect him, and we hope he's in heaven right now. That's all he had to say. I don't know why he can't do that. It drives me crazy, but anyway.
Well, he didn't say anything negative about McCain. He said something considerate. And he tweeted something, and they lowered the flag. And then the media pounded him because they said it wasn't good enough. I think the media came into this situation with two storylines. It was either going to be Trump hasn't said enough nice things about McCain, or it was going to be if Trump did say nice things about McCain, what a phony Trump turned out to be, because
right,
he was never nice to McCain
yes.
when he was alive, and now he's trying to suck up to him now that he's dead.
Well, there's no question that if he had been nice, there's no question they would have said that. I agree with you, Joel, but he could have been nicer. Look, between you and me, I'm his biggest defender, so I could say once in a while, just to make myself look credible, I got to tell you, when I disagree once in a while, he should have said the flags are half-mast for the next week. He's a great American hero. Instead, he did it for one day, and then he tried to take them back up again, and then a lot of people like me must have told him, you can't do that, and he reversed his decision, and now he says they're back down again. So, he, you know, it just looks petty. He shouldn't have done that. That's all.
Let me take the other side of that argument only for the following reason. I think it's important to understand what John McCain did in the last 18 months of his political career.
I know.
I wrote an obituary for him at Breitbart, which was a very nice obituary. I composed most of it after he announced his illness. You know, it's a terrible illness. Nobody should suffer from that illness. And
correct.
Unfortunately, a lot of people die very quickly, so we had to have the obituary ready in case that happened.
Right.
So I did that before any of the other stuff had happened, I think before the Obamacare vote, before we knew anything about the involvement of John McCain in the Russia dossier. But let me just push back on for this reason. Suppose McCain was instrumental in that Russia dossier getting to the FBI. We know he gave it to the FBI. We don't know if he was the first to do it. But suppose he was instrumental. We've now seen the country basically going round and round in circles. We saw the FBI basically lie on a FISA warrant application to spy on members of the Trump campaign. Then they launched a Mueller investigation. They're going to bring down the president, maybe divide the country irreparably. So it's still divided from the Clinton impeachment, which many people argued was over something petty. This is even pettier if it gets to that.
Agreed.
So John McCain put the country on a course to division and anxiety. I mean, I think that people are going to start to be honest about that. I think what's happening is the media is building the guy up in a way that is out of proportion to the terrible way they treated him when he was running against Obama.
Right, they called him Islamophobe and a racist. They hated McCain.
Warmonger, too old to serve. All the stuff, the terrible stuff they said, and those of us defending him were like, this is ridiculous. And now they're all pretending how much they love it. And the only reason they're doing it is to bash Trump. But the thing is, I think we have to be honest with ourselves and say that the last 18 months of John McCain's career were not his finest, and he did things that were often gratuitous and petty. And with this FBI dossier thing that he was involved with, I mean, going to London or sending someone to London to get this information, I think, you know, based on the Democrats' definition, that's a form of collusion with a foreign power to get intelligence on a political rival, maybe from the same party. It doesn't matter. He was collecting dirt on Donald Trump. And I think the consequences of that could be terrible. So
no,
I
agree
I
with everything you're saying. McCain was a lousy guy in his last 18 months. I said that on my show. But you still praise someone when they die. You don't bring up the negative. That's my opinion. Look, I think Obama was basically a communist. But guess what? If Obama died tomorrow, I'd say, hey, he's president of the United States, and I'll say nice things about him. I have to respect him. I'm not going to go to his funeral and say he's a communist. So I just think he should have been nicer and looked bigger, and then let the press say what they want, but be bigger. That's all. But it doesn't matter. You and I both agree he won with Mexico anyway. That overshadowed. Right. All of this, it really doesn't matter. He's a great president. I just wish he'd stop with the little petty stuff. That's all. That's all.
All right.
It's a fair criticism, you know.
Yeah.
I love the guy, but, you know, stop with the petty stuff. Don't worry about McCain. He doesn't matter anymore. He didn't matter the last 18 months other than that Obamacare, you know, he killed the repeal. That was terrible. That was awful. But I would just praise him and say he's an American hero and patriot and just be done with it. That's it. Give him his
He tried to be done. They would not let him be done with it. That's why we are where we are.
All right. Either way, we're all on the same team, Joel Pollack and I.
Yeah.
He is the senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. His website's Breitbart.com. He's the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. We were all part of it, Joel. Thank you for all your efforts.
Thank you.
Wayne Allyn, or now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know me as the champion of small business. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the very first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance, and can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available and if you qualify, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462. Do it today. Call 800-235-1462. 1462.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
War now!
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, and then coming up in just a few minutes. I usually say coming up at like 6 minutes past the hour. You know, it's 806 East, 506 West. Is Newsmax TV and USA Radio, but we're trying something new. On the radio, you're going to hear the usual stuff. You'll hear, you know, our usual news update and ads just for this week. Starting next week, there will not be any news break. We will go straight, starting next Tuesday, the day after Labor Day, we will go straight to Wayne Root on the air at the top of the hour. But on Newsmax TV, we're doing that starting tonight. On radio, we haven't made that change yet. We have to inform all our USA affiliates of that change. So it's going to take a week to get that done. But tonight, we go straight on the air. So basically what I'll do is I'll go straight from this hour into hour number three, and you'll watch me on Newsmax TV going straight to hour number three. But if you are listening at home, you'll hear the usual news break, and then I'll re-enter the show again at about 6 or 7 minutes after. So that's kind of how we're doing it tonight. We'll get it all down this week. It's probably simple after you do it for a couple days, but it might be complicated the first night tonight. We shall see. The sponsor of this last segment of hour number two is Swiss Wave. You all know me as a champion of small business. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. There's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. It can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify, to see if your area is available. And if you qualify, call 800-235-1462, 800-235-1462, or go to medicalpartnership.info, 800-235-1462. Clinics run by non-doctor partners, all cash business, no insurance, up and running in 30 days. All of it is music to my ears. Pretty cool. 800-235-1462. If you've ever thought about getting involved with running a business, or you're in the business of running businesses, what a great thing to check out. All right. Let's talk about some other things in the news. The Jacksonville shooter, I'll bet you didn't hear this in the mainstream media. The Jacksonville shooter was a member of the anti-Trump resistance and referred to Trump supporters as Trump tards, and that's the guy who murdered three people and shot a few others on Saturday afternoon, yesterday, right while I was in the middle of Connecticut enjoying myself in Mohegan Sun. This crazy maniac, David Katz, was killing people at a video video gaming event, NFL gaming event, a Madden NFL gaming event. and he was a member of the anti-Trump resistance, and nobody wants to talk about that. If he had been a pro-Trumper wearing a red Make America Great Again hat, it would have been the number one news story in the news. You can't blame all liberals because one crazy liberal killed people, but you would, every member of the media would blame every Republican if this crazy man was a Trump guy. So it's just interesting to note. I don't think every liberal is bad just because this guy killed people. I'm not as hysterical, and I don't suffer from derangement syndrome like all of you do. So, but I am bringing it up because nobody else has the balls to bring it up. Trump and Trump Jr. ripped CNN hack Carl Bernstein over Trump Tower fake news. Trump Jr. tweeted comical to watch at CNN for covering for leftist hack Carl Bernstein. He and Obama staffer Jim Sciutto obviously got the story wrong. He added, CNN stands by it anyway, defending literal fake news. Reporters were fired for false CNN hit on Scaramucci, and this is far worse. And I remember that. They said something about Scaramucci, and it was wrong, and they all got fired. And they said something about the Trump Tower meeting, and it's even more wrong, and they're not fired yet. President Trump also went after CNN. Michael Cohen's attorney clarified the record, saying his client does not know if President Trump knew about the Trump Tower meeting, out of which came nothing. The answer is that I did not know about the meeting, just another phony story by fake news media. Late last month, Bernstein, Jim Sciutto, a former Obama official, and a third reporter published a CNN bombshell that claimed Michael Cohen, Trump's former personal attorney, knew that Trump was aware of the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting before the meeting took place. Trump has always maintained he knew nothing of the meeting beforehand. That CNN bombshell fell apart last week, however, and did so on CNN when no less than Cohen's own attorney, Clintonista Lanny Davis, told Anderson Cooper that Cohen knows no such thing about Trump's knowledge of the meeting. Forehand knowledge of the meeting. In fact, Davis is furiously walking back all the statements he made about Cohen having information about Trump colluding with the Russians. It's just unbelievable what we face on a daily basis, folks. And there's now a battle print, a document emerging detailing Democratic plans to just crush Trump. We never got to it with our guest from Breitbart, with Joel Pollack, senior editor-at-large, Breitbart News. We never got to it, but the story is that Nancy Pelosi already has plans, and those plans are literally to open, if Democrats win the House, they're going to open up hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of investigations against Donald Trump and destroy his last 2 years of his first term, so he can pass absolutely nothing. This is the Democrat battle plan, so just get ready for it. Bad people, bad people. All right, we're taking a quick break on the radio, but we're pretty much going straight to Newsmax TV for the first time ever. We're trying a little experiment here. So if you got channel 349 on DirecTV, channel 216 on Dish, we're coming up next with Newsmax TV at the top of the hour, and then we'll join you again, rejoin on the radio about 6 minutes after. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
Any product advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all locals.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.